Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Friday. Oh, yeah, it feels good. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, so we kind of knew Apple's going to have a thing coming up next month about some iPhones and blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's officially official. Apple's next iPhone will be announced on September 9th. And yes, if you're thinking that's the same as last year, you would be correct. Now, other than the iPhone, of course, the rumors are suggesting we're going to be seeing bigger iPads. We'll see. And of course, the newer Apple TV, which personally, yes, it's a long time overdue. The Apple tease for the September 9th event is, "Hey Siri, give us a hint." With a design rainbow-like poster they've done this time, teasing that it looks like Siri's overhaul on the iPhone will look a lot like it does on the Apple Watch. Yeah, it's not really anything we didn't really already know, is it? Yeah, duh. So Apple fans, mark your calendars now for September 9th, and maybe say a little prayer that we don't have any awkward moments with Tim Cook this time. Seems UK's based PRS is pretty much PISSED'd at SoundCloud. The Performing Rights Society for Music, they're going to sue them. Basically, PRS is saying that SoundCloud, you haven't been paying for any royalties, you naughty boys. Now, PRS deciding to take things to the next suing level has actually been because of 5 years of unsuccessful negotiations. And for those of you not familiar, PRS, yes, they license music to all of these people, and then you have to pay PRS, so the musicians make a little bit. Not a whole lot, though. They're saying that without this license, SoundCloud is not properly compensating PRS members for their work. They went on to say in their statement that SoundCloud has a list of 4,500 songs that infringe on copyright held by its members. And out of those 4,500 songs, SoundCloud only removed 250 of them. Oops. As far as SoundCloud goes, well, a spokesman on the company's behalf actually said that we were still in negotiations with PRS and they just decided to sue us, saying that it's regrettable that PRS appears to be following this course of action in the midst of an active commercial negotiation with SoundCloud. We believe that this approach does not serve the best interests of any parties involved. Oh no, I agree, especially your party, because you're going to have to probably pay up. Oh, things are not happy on the European side of the world today. This one focuses on Google and the EU. Yeah, not getting along again. Now, you might remember the European Commission said that Google favored its own products over competition, and that it also abused market dominance. Apparently, Google's had enough of being bullied and has decided to defend its position. They wrote on their Google European blog, "Economic data spanning more than a decade, an array of documents and statements from complainants all confirm that the product search is absolutely competitive." That was all said by Ken Walker, that's Google's general counsel. Mr. Walker went on to say that data from users and advertisers confirms that they like these formats, saying that this is not favoring, that's giving our customers and advertisers what they find most useful. Oh, this could go on for a little while longer, it looks like. EU and Google got their boxing gloves out again. Come on, let's sign up for the pay-per-view. And finally, yeah, boys and girls, it's a short one today again. It's been a slow news week. Maybe things will change in September. I'm sure Apple will see to that. Anyways, what were you doing Monday? Here, I'm gonna telepathically look into your mind. You were on Facebook, weren't you?
Yes, it looks like Zuckerberg's dominance has come to a head.
Because Facebook has celebrated 1 billion users online all at once in a single day. This happened last Monday. Or we'll just put it in the terms of what Zuckerberg said.
1 in 7 people on Earth use Facebook to connect with their friends and family in one day.
Zuckerberg went on to say,
"We passed an important milestone. I'm so proud of our community for the progress we've made."
Now make fun of Zuckerberg or Facebook as much as we want. You gotta admit, it's one heck of an achievement. But they've also gotta take an account too. It was Monday. And we all know how Mondays are. Nobody freaking wants to work, so let's just spend the next 5-6 hours on Facebook. Makes the day go a heck of a lot easier. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website, check out all the great shows that are happening over there. The Big Show, The Pocket Show, The Gamer Show, The Guitar Show, The Max Show, and so many more. Try them all out. I'm sure you're going to get hooked. All over at BritishTechNetwork.com. Find out what's going on at all things at BTN by following British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now it's Friday, and it's time to rock and roll. And we're fixing to head into the weekend, so let the party get started. Don't worry, though. We're going to be back here on Monday getting you caught up on all the best technology news that'll happen over the weekend. But until then, get down, get funky. It's Friday. And thank you so much for listening.